page 76, measure number 24-230, Woodburn School District 103. Refer to the people by the district board. Woodburn School District number 103 General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question, shall the Woodburn School District be authorized to issue general obligation bonds not to exceed $40.5 million? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, passage of this measure would provide funds for capital construction and improvements and bond costs. Specifically, the measure would provide funds to purchase property upon which to build the next elementary school, construct a 500-student elementary school, complete the planned expansion of Valor Middle School, pay off loan for the expansion of the Woodburn High School annex, expand the core facility of Nellie Muir Elementary School and add 10 classrooms, pay fees associated with issuing the bonds. The bonds would mature in 20 years or less from issuance date and may be used in one or more series. Page 77, measure number 24-230, Woodburn School District, explanatory statement. The bond measure would allow the Woodburn School District to meet increases in our projected student enrollment over the next 5 to 7 years by adding classroom space for 600 more elementary students, 300 middle school students, and 350 to 400 high school students. Key components of the bond. A facilities task force comprised of parents, staff, and community members spent 8 months studying the facility needs of the school district and student enrollment projections. The bond measure reflects much of their thinking. Purchase land and construct a new 500-student elementary school. In 1998, 1 year after Heritage Elementary School was built, all elementary schools were at capacity. Since then, elementary school enrollment has grown by 420 students. As a result, modular classrooms were added to each elementary school campus, with elementary enrollment projected to increase by another 500 to 600 over the next 7 years, the school will serve those students in a community setting. Expand the core facility of Nellie Muir and add 10 classrooms. Nellie Muir was built in 1963 for 300 students. It currently serves over 450 students using modular classrooms that are from 5 to 35 years old. The number of bathrooms, the cafeteria, gym, and the library were not designed to handle the increased number of students. The bond will allow us to add 10 classrooms and eliminate the need for the modulars. It will also provide a regulation gym and an expanded library. Complete Phase 2 of Valor Middle School. When Valor was designed and built in 1996, it was with the idea that the additional wing of classrooms would eventually be added in the back. The bond will allow the district to complete this planned expansion by adding classroom space for 300 students, a music room, and an additional gym. Complete the expansion of the high school annex. Since 1998, high school enrollment has grown by over 400 students. It is projected to grow by another 350 to 400 students in the next 5 to 7 years. A loan was taken by the district to add 12 more classrooms to the existing annex. The bond proceeds will be used to pay off the loan. Fiscal impact. The bond will not exceed $40.5 million. Approval of the bond will cost taxpayers an estimated $2.16 per $1,000 of assessed valuation the first year and $1.97 per $1,000 each year thereafter. Submitted by Walter M. Blomberg, Superintendent, Woodburn School District. Continuing on page 77, an argument in favor of 24-230. Basic math. Great kids plus great schools equals great Woodburn. The math is easy. We've got great kids, but without great schools, Woodburn just isn't the same. We believe Woodburn is a great place to live, work, and learn. The future of our homes, community, state, and nation depends on the education of our children. Woodburn's children, families, and community deserve excellent school facilities and infrastructure. Voting yes on Measure 24-230 will help ensure Woodburn's future. Measure 24-230 will provide just over $40 million for Woodburn schools. The money will provide a new 500-student elementary school and expansions to Nellie Muir Elementary, Valor Middle School, and a new annex at Woodburn High School. Why now? 900 children are currently housed in temporary structures lacking water and bathrooms, forcing many children to use outdoor toilet facilities. Our community needs more space. The last major school construction occurred in 1996. Woodburn has changed in the last 10 years. 1,300 new students have moved into the Woodburn School District. Over the next 6 years, we anticipate 2,000 new students in Woodburn schools. Woodburn, a great place to learn. Woodburn High School received a $1 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to create small schools. Heritage Elementary was recognized as one of the top 10 bilingual schools in the nation. Nellie Muir Elementary was recognized as one of the top schools in Oregon. Pass rates on state tests are up in reading, writing, and science throughout the district since 2004. Keeping Woodburn Schools Great. Keeping Woodburn Schools Great is an investment in our future. Whether we have children in the schools or not, the schools create the basis for the value of our community, a community that continues to grow and thrive. Your vote of yes on Measure 24-230 is a vote for our families, town, and community. Submitted by Building Great Woodburn Schools. www.greatwoodburnschools.org. This information provided by Kevin Carr, Building Great Woodburn Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.